Hi everyone, it's Manda here, and today you're listening to Inspirations with Manda J on Yachting International Radio, as always. And I'm delighted to introduce you to my friend and colleague, Sebastian Roth, who is the captain's coach. So he's an ex-captain himself who has done lots of sailing in remote places around the world and decided after a great experience to get into coaching. And Sebastian, how about you introduce yourself?
Thank you so much for the introduction, Mandy. It's such a pleasure and an honour to be here. So 10 years in the industry, or over 10 years in the industry, and love being in really remote locations. My last 2 years I spent in French Polynesia and through the Pacific. It was just a time to get out. I experienced my own sort of breakdown. Or emotional breakthrough, I'd like to explain it now.
Yeah.
Didn't really have the support of others and didn't really have management. It's a smaller vessel. So I was the purser, the engineer, the captain, the guest liaison officer, the dive master, tender driver, did everything on board. Small crew of four, five when we were chartering. But yeah, and that sort of led me to look at other means and get out of the industry, but still try and stay in the industry and support others. And that's my goal, is to sort of be that support that I didn't have. And so that's my goal. Yeah.
Fantastic. So let's just get clear on a few things. Along your journey, you said you had an emotional breakthrough, which I think is a wonderful term.
Yeah.
Because from my experience as a trauma nurse, I think sometimes we don't use words like panic attack and nervous breakdown and emotional breakdown, you know, quite the way they may be for those that are hospitalized with those conditions. So that shows a lot of insight, really. And so you had that. And then how did you find out what coaching is? Because, as you know, I teach all the ship captains medical courses, and we dive into mental health there. And there's been one or two occasions, actually, I told you this the other day, where one captain, which is very rare, will say, you know, and we talk about these issues because it's hard as a captain, as you know, like who do you talk to when you're supposed to be the cool person at the top? And this guy was like, well, I have a coach. And I think it was a group of 10 back in the days when you could do that. And everyone except him went, what's a coach? They didn't even know. So how did you find out what coaching was? And is that how you got into it?
So I have coaches now, but how I got into this, it was reading some books actually through leadership courses and through books. You know, a lot of great and successful people, not only in yachting but in business and very successful people in life, have a coach or an accountability partner of some degree, and that's. That kind of led me down the path. It was through another sort of avenue I got into. Actually, when I had my breakdown, I was looking for support and I didn't have the man group around me, like someone really to talk to. And it led me through other avenues, and I ended up doing a men's group, a support group. And the facilitator of that is actually quite a well-known coach. And I ended up joining him, doing courses through him, and that's really how I got into coaching properly. But before that, it was just a mentorship, I suppose, is another word for it. Finding a mentor, someone one step ahead who can call you on your bullshit and be able to support you through, you know, big decisions and really have that support for you. That was for me really important, and how I got into this and why I want to continue with it.
So you said something really interesting there that I'd like to dive a little deeper into.
Yeah,
you
please.
Said, call you on your bullshit.
Yes.
Sorry, guys, we're Australian, we swear. And sailors, we swear. I'm a nurse, we all swear. Yeah. So we won't too much today. But, you know, so what does that mean? Because is that like going into stories that you've created? So, you know, sometimes we play the victim. And we're like, oh, this always happens to me. Like, say, all the crew leave, you know, because they're just exhausted. And you're like, oh, that always happens to me because I'm just not enough. Like, well, is that the sort of thing you're talking about when you say the BS?
Spot on. Absolutely spot on. So, a lot of the stories we make up in our own head about ourselves and how, you know, how other people are reacting or their behavior, and we make it about ourselves. And exactly what you said, you know, being a part of the drama triangle and playing the victim. And that was that was really refreshing, because as you're aware, there's, you know, different ways to listen and respond to people, you know, and active listening, that sort of thing. But, you know, a lot of people and friends especially will just, you know, agree with what you say. Whereas if, having the coach, having someone, an accountability partner, they don't believe the stories that you tell yourself. And, you know, that was really refreshing to actually have someone sitting opposite me going, well, actually, how about we reframe that? And, you know, maybe this isn't actually the truth. Yeah. So that was, yeah, exactly what you've just said. It was those little stories were very interesting. And once you get that insight and be able to pull yourself up sometimes on those things, it's absolutely amazing the stories we tell ourselves.
It is. And even the most together person can be telling themselves nonsense. They can be finding tricky little ways. The mind's a very clever thing to tell themselves nonsense. So let's say I'm a captain of a 50 meter. I'm down in the Pacific. You know, we're on bare bones crew because of whatever's going on in the world. And, you know, it's just been us on the boat for a while. To start with, I was socializing with the crew and drinking with them, but then it made the boundaries a bit weird because I felt like they didn't respect me as much after I had a few drinks with them on a couple of occasions, not like blind or anything like that. And then one of them left and invited another one to go to their new boat. And so I call you up and I'm like, I want a coach because I keep, you know, I keep attracting these people and nothing I do is right, and you know, why won't they listen to me? So if that was our first session, would you just smile and nod and listen, or what?
Definitely, if it's the first session, I'd be listening, doing the 80% listening, 20% talking.
Yeah,
but a story like that is a very interesting one, because that person or the hypothetical captain is making it all about themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's a big thing. You know, we have to realize that it's, everyone has their own journey, their own experience of this, and it's not about you. So we have to go back to what, you know, looking at the facts, I would probably put forward to them is people move on. The industry is like this anyway. It's not about them. We all need to let our hair down at some stage. So the big one is just taking responsibility for what they can control. You can't control crew leaving. It's nice. I've had the experiences before where people actually wouldn't train crew any further, vessels I've worked on, because they were scared of crew leaving and moving on and having to go through this whole training again and building the rapport. And I don't think that's a healthy situation either. So it's being able to let go. Crew are going to move on. It's part of the industry, especially now. In the last 4 years of my experience, you know, when I first started, if you hadn't done 2 or 3 years on a boat, that wasn't, you know, that wasn't good enough. And now, like just before I got out, you know, 6 months, and that's kind of like, that's long serving, or a year is a long serving crew member. And that's a big thing in the industry I think needed to change as well. But yeah, it's it's an interesting one. I'd have to really be interesting to get on a call with your hypothetical captain and really get down to the nuts and bolts, because maybe there's an underlying thing inside themselves. Maybe they don't feel like, you know, there's a part of in their own experience that isn't showing up. You know, something I was always taught when I was going through coaching trainings, you know, our clients are a reflection, a mirror of ourselves. So maybe there's something else going on inside them, and it'd be interesting to delve a bit deeper into that. So, what else could I offer with that? Yeah, it'd be interesting. Oh, case to case, I'd have to look into that a bit more. But yeah,
case to case, absolutely. So let's just get some more clarity around what you actually do. What's the difference between a coach and a counsellor?
Well. Counsellors are, well, in my opinion, and I think this goes across with a lot of people. Counsellors sort of assume there's something wrong. I'm not of that opinion. I believe we're all perfect, whole and complete as we are. We're just not, we're perfect, whole, complete. We're just not finished. So there's always work to be done. And I just encourage that and hold that mirror up so people can see their own reflection and their own stories and their own bullshit. That's how I've always looked at it. Yeah, counselling is, you go to a counsellor if there's something wrong with you. And again, I don't believe there's anything wrong with people. We're all just at different stages of learning and development. And so I like to encourage that in people. It really lights me up to see people, to see my clients really. I love it. I've got one. She sends me messages all the time, which is really amazing. Things that she picks up and she's just how far she's come in the last year. We don't have a working relationship anymore. We're really good friends. And she sends me messages and says, hey, I caught myself the other day in this story. And then I just did this tool and did the thing. And then, and it's really nice to get little things like that from people. That really lights me up. And that's why I love doing this because, I didn't have that when I went through the industry. And that's something I believe the industry needs. We need to grow. And I think with people, especially crew now, becoming more aware of their mental health on board and their feelings and being able to talk about it and society as a whole. I think the whole world has changed a lot so much in the last year and it's becoming a bit more acceptable. And it's a really beautiful thing to see that we're now, it's not all about being the tough guys and keeping all your emotions bottled up and being able to actually express yourself and talk. A lot of people need that close and safe environment. And I love to be able to provide that because I've missed that. And I love the industry. I wish I was still in it, but we all progress and this is a way that I can give back to something that gave me so much for 10 years. So,
I hear you. You said something really good then about the mental health, and it's an issue that's definitely come to the surface in the last couple of years. Yeah. And so what I'd love to know is how would coaching assist mental health? Yeah. Where's the line, where's the boundaries between when what would you do with someone that actually had mental health issues? Are you able to deal with depression, anxiety, elements of psychosis, or is there a point where you need to transfer the client to someone else? Or how do you help, and then where's that line in the sand, I guess is my question.